Good morning. This is Carol Ann Weisenfeld. Welcome to Pathways to Service. Thank you for joining us today on WDEL Radio here in Wilmington, Delaware, USA. On Pathways, we focus on what Rotarians and other service organization members do to help make our local community better. We also emphasize Rotary's international volunteer efforts and initiatives, such as Rotary's drive to eradicate polio worldwide. You know, Rotary began in 1905 when a group of young businessmen in Chicago, Illinois, decided to get together weekly to network and to find ways to improve their community. Today, there are over 32,000 clubs in over 200 countries and geographic areas around the world, and every Rotary member is committed to doing all they can to make the world better. Now, while Rotary is the granddaddy of service clubs, it's not the only one. And we invite others in service clubs in our listening area to send us your ideas for our program. Please email us at pathways@rotary7630.org. Our special focus this morning is on a campaign for Catholic charities in Delaware and Maryland's Eastern Shore. Our guests will be Rotarian Rich Cologne, a member of the Caesar Rodney Delaware Rotary Club and chairman of the board of Catholic Charities. He'll be joined by Rochelle Weibel, who's executive director of Catholic Charities in Wilmington. This is also a good time to get on the telephone or the internet and contact your friends who may not be in our listening or signal area. They can turn on their computer, sign on to the internet, go to our Rotary District website at www.rotary7630.org. Once they get to our welcome page, look on the left, click on Pathways to Service, and then click on the radio tower, and the show will be broadcast through the computer. So now we welcome our special guests. Rotarian Rich Cologne is a member of the Caesar Rodney Delaware Rotary Club, my Rotary Club, and he's chairman of the board of Catholic Charities, and Rochelle Weibel, who's executive director of Catholic Charities, and they're joining us in the studio this morning and are going to talk with us about the campaign for the St. Rocco Fund, among other things. So welcome, Rich.
Thank you.
Good morning, Rochelle.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, I want to start with something sort of basic. You know, which sounds sort of crazy to ask this question, but what in the world does Catholic Charities do? And are you really 185 years old? Catholic Charities.
Catholic Charities has been around for 185 years, and we have a lot of long-term employees, but not one of them has been here since the beginning. In 1830, Catholic Charities started out as an orphanage. And in the very early years, Catholic Charities primarily ran a number of orphanages to care for children in need of families.
And where was the first one? Do you know?
The first orphanage, I want to say, was St. Peter's Orphanage for Boys, which was then followed by an orphanage for girls. The name escapes me right now.
Yeah, but were they actually in Wilmington?
They were in Wilmington. Yes, they were. And over the years, Catholic Charities' mission to serve the most needy and the most vulnerable in our communities hasn't really changed, but the definition or our community needs have changed. So back in the 1800s, it was orphans. And as we progress till today, the needs have changed, and Catholic Charities has changed along with it.
Well, there's a nursing home in Wilmington named Gilpin Hall, which was founded around the same time. And the reason that they started Gilpin Hall was because on the occasion of General Lafayette's visit in the summer, they wanted a place for the widows and orphans who had been sleeping on the streets and in the barns to have a place to go. I just always thought that was such a fabulous story.
Absolutely.
Because, and I'm sure Catholic Charities had a similar sort of thing that happened where you looked around, people looked around at that time and said, look at this, someone should do something.
It was really orphan children associated with the powder mills back
sure.
in the day.
Oh, goodness, I didn't even think
yes,
about that.
Yes, yes. And so that was the beginning of Catholic Charities. And we no longer have orphanages, but we still care for children and families in need.
And certainly the other thing I think that's changed over the years is that back in 185 years ago, or even 100 years ago, mostly what you would call elder care was handled by family members. And you didn't have, I don't think, the same need for senior services that I think exists today.
That's right. That's right. One of the senior services that Catholic Charities provides, we run Marydale Retirement Village, which is an independent living facility, 108 apartment units for elderly and disabled in Newark. It's a wonderful facility,
it's
celebrating its 35th anniversary this year.
Yeah, which is really, I mean, there's just a lot of things. And I know you also work not just in Delaware, but in Maryland's Eastern Shore as well.
Yes, we cover the state of Delaware and 9 counties on the Eastern Shore
just
of Maryland.
Just like Rotary. You're just like our Rotary district.
We get
That's
around.
Pretty much what we do. Our boundaries are almost the same. So, Rich, you seem to have taken a big job now.
Yeah.
As chairman of the board.
Yeah, thank you. I have.
You have a nice boss. I mean,
I do have a nice boss.
Or maybe she works for you. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
No, it's a wonderful organization, and it helps a lot of people. And I remember when I first joined the board, I think it was about 5 years ago now, I was just amazed. I remember the first get-together I had with Rochelle, and she explained to me back then that Catholic Charities had helped 60 to 80,000 people across the state of Delaware 5 years ago. And I must admit, I'm a very practicing Catholic, but I really did not understand the breadth of what Catholic Charities was and what it was all about.
Well, Catholic Charities doesn't just serve members of the Catholic faith.
Catholic Charities serves anyone in need, regardless of their religion or their ability to pay.
Yeah.
And we occasionally have a question. Someone says, well, how many of your clients are Catholic? And to be honest with you, we have no idea because we don't ask.
That's not a question.
That's not something that is a requirement. And right. We help anyone who is in need of our assistance. And we are up to now over 100,000 people a year that Catholic Charities serves throughout our geography.
Really,
yes,
that's
it is.
A lot of people.
Yes, it is.
It is. And I wanted to comment, when you look at the breadth of that, I mean, it's amazing some of the things that are done to help people. There were 53,000 people last year that needed support with rent or utility assistance. Mm. There were 5,300 families that needed to be fed. There, you know, hundreds of people that need temporary sheltering, and at least over 1,000 people that needed counseling in a variety of different areas. So the breadth of what's done is just really phenomenal. And it really helps a lot of people in our society.
Well, this is over and above what individual parishes and churches may be doing as well.
Oftentimes we receive referrals from individual parishes who maybe can't handle whatever the situation is, and they will send the clients to Catholic Charities. We receive referrals from other community organizations. We receive referrals from state service centers.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
From anywhere and everywhere. And we're happy to help.
So you used to be a banker, Rochelle.
I am a retired banker.
You're just banking different things.
We're investing in community service here.
Right. But does it seem really different to you to be working in Catholic Charities as opposed to a bank?
Well, the personal reward is much more immediate. If you one day get up and say, why am I working so hard? When you're Catholic Charities, you can really just walk down into the waiting room and talk to a client and understand.
And you immediately know
impact.
Why you got up and went to work that
yes.
day.
The impact is immediate when someone is homeless and in need of shelter, and we're able to bring them into our homeless shelter. That's an immediate impact. Banking is great, but the impact isn't quite that quick.
No, not quite. And not quite that inspirational, although some banking transactions are inspirational.
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
So the reason that you're here today is to talk about the St. Rocco Fund in this particular year's campaign, which I think is a little different than usual, because you had a local couple who decided to honor the 185 years of service when they in turn were being honored by Catholic Charities. And tell me a little bit about the couple and what they've done.
Well, Rocco and Mary Abyssinio were honored this year at our annual tribute dinner in April, and they received the Monsignor Reese Award for Community Service for all the many things that the Abyssinios have done in our community. And at the dinner, Rocco explained that he was devoted to his patron saint, Saint Rocco, and he told a little bit of the story of Saint Rocco and thought that that story had inspired him so much to perform community service that he wanted to inspire others to do the same. So Rocco and Mary Abyssinio, through the Abyssinio Family Foundation, started the Saint Rocco Fund for Catholic Charities. And he has generously offered to match all of the donations that are made to Catholic Charities in honor of Saint Rocco, dollar for dollar, from now until July the 15th.
And that's up to $1 million.
Up to $1 million. And
wow.
We're still counting, and we're still, you know, hoping to bring the money in. And, you know.
That's pretty nice to have your money be matched. I mean, that's a real, I mean, I think that people would want to be contributing to Catholic Charities anyway. But to think that you could give a dollar and that there would be another dollar coming right with it, that's sort of big deal.
It's a very, very good time for people that do contribute to contribute.
Absolutely.
If you ever considered contributing to Catholic Charities, now is the best time
to do it.
Well, who was Saint Rocco?
Well,
I mean, you don't have to give me a history lesson here, but just the highlights.
I can answer that okay. If you want. So, Saint Rocco was a nobleman in France, and he learned from his mother the value of faith and charity, to help the sick and the poor, and the power of prayer and sacrifice. And he was orphaned himself at an early age. And he distributed his wealth amongst the poor and took a vow of poverty. And he traveled through Italy and found many suffering people way back then with the bubonic plague and that had been abandoned by their families. So he dedicated himself personally to the service of those that are in need and just a very saintly kind of individual, and one that helped many, many people.
It's an inspirational story where a wealthy, powerful man decided to dedicate his life
to helping others.
Yeah. And matches very, very well with the Abyssinios and with Catholic Charities.
Yeah. Well, I guess that you've been doing this since April now, and I guess every dollar that comes in, you just say, oh, boy.
We count it up every single day, and it's very exciting. We can certainly accept people's checks, but we do take online donations. It's nice and easy. You can go to the website and, you know, click on the donation button and use a credit card. It will ask you, do you want to have your donation matched by the St. Rocco Fund? And you should, of course, say yes.
Yes, absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
And I'm honor St. Sure Rocco.
That must be in very big print.
It's the very first question after your name.
Well, it's certainly. What is your website? It's a very interesting website here.
Well, the shortcut is www.ccwilm.org.
Okay. So that's pretty easy if you think about it, Catholic.
CCWilm.org.
Yes, that works pretty well.
Yes.
Then just follow the bouncing ball and you'll find a button where you can donate. I'm sure that's not a problem. So tell me this, Rich. What intrigued you? What sort of persuaded you to take on this job?
You know, I can honestly admit that 5 years ago I sold the business that I was involved in, and which took up a lot of my time. And I wanted to just give back to society, and I visited Rochelle just with the idea of just volunteering my time. And she asked me to join the board. I really hadn't thought about that, and it's just been a wonderful experience. And we do so many great things to help people. And
your number came up, and you had to be chair.
And personally, you know, to be involved with an organization that that help some of the most desperate people, the people really at the echelon of our society that need substantial help. It's just a heartwarming experience to be able to be a part of that and to just lend some voluntary time to assist with that.
Well, you picked a good year because here you can just come out of this with $2 million. I mean, that's,
we can only
that would
hope.
Be nice.
Yes.
Well, no, I mean, all you have to do is get everybody to give you the million, and then you've got the match right there. So, you know, that's not bad.
Even $10 would be good.
So. Every 10, every 20, it's all
absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Do you have some plans for what you want to do with the money?
We will certainly be utilizing every nickel right into Catholic Charities programs. It will help people pay rent. It will help people pay their utilities. It will assist
with food.
Young mothers who can't afford to raise their children. We run a diaper bank. We run food banks. And every nickel will be put to work for benefit of people right here in our own community who are
right.
in need.
Right, which, of course, makes some people feel real good to know that. I mean, you know, you can give money to many, many different things, but it's always nice to know that it's going to be used near where you live.
Yes, yes.
Not that there's anything wrong with helping people in the other part of the world, but, you know.
And certainly if someone wants to make a donation to Catholic Charities in honor of St. Rocco and their favorite Catholic Charities service is food or homeless shelter or whatever it is, all they have to do is say, I would like to designate my donation to food or shelter mm-hmm. or whatever their favorite service is in honor of St. Rocco, and that will also be matched. And we, of course, would honor those wishes.
Well, I was reading that there's also some kind – I don't want to get into a discussion of this. I feel like I'm getting in the weeds, but there's all these tax credit things that you can do and all this other stuff with the state of Delaware. So it sounds like there's a lot of different options that people could utilize if they, and I'm not a financial planner, so I really am not in a position to get into the weeds on this one. But there are a lot of different things that Catholic Charities can help people interested in donating do.
Yes, yes. There are actually three of our programs that are eligible for Neighborhood Assistance Act tax credits, and those include Byard House, which is our maternity home for young women and their babies, Casa San Francisco, which is our homeless shelter in Milton, Delaware, and then our Basic Needs Assistance Program, which provides homeless prevention services to people. And the tax credit information is available on our website, or you can call Catholic Charities for information, but that requires a minimum donation of $2,500 for an individual
right.
or $10,000 for a company.
Mm-hmm. So, as I say, there are a lot of different options, and it's certainly okay to give a dollar.
Absolutely. Even 50 cents.
You can also, I wanted to add, you can also volunteer your time. I mean, there's another way to help Catholic Charities, and many people do that. So, you know, financial reimbursement and help in that regard is much appreciated, but you can volunteer your time at a thrift center or at any of the facilities that Catholic Charities runs, and it's a very simple and easy thing to do also.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. And like every other nonprofit organization trying to do good works, there's always a need for some hands.
Yes, yes. And June is our Stock the Pantry month. And
there
so we're welcoming food donations. We had, in honor of Mother's Day, we ran a diaper drive to stock our diaper bank, and we all welcome all those types of donations.
Well, I think it's great that this is going on, and I hope that you are successful in reaching your goal. And there's nothing wrong with going over $1 million. Just because it's not matched doesn't mean it's not valuable.
Absolutely. I hope we can do that.
I just wanted to point that out. If somebody's concerned about you've already reached your million, what good will it do?
We haven't reached it yet, but we're working on it.
It will still do a very important thing, very important thing. Well, I want to thank you both for being here this morning and talking with us and letting us know what Catholic Charities is up to. And you should really come back and bring some more information about what's going on at Catholic Charities.
It would be my pleasure.
Because I think some of our listeners would be interested in knowing.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Now it's time for our Rotary News of the Week. Rotary Member Benefits Program is unveiled as International Convention draws to a close. RI President-elect K.R. Ravindran introduced a member benefits program at the June closing session of the 2015 Rotary International Convention in Sao Paulo, Brazil this past week, saying that many more hands are needed to continue Rotary's work around the world. The four-day convention attracted more than 14,500 attendees from over 150 countries. The program, Rotary Global Rewards, aims to boost membership and enhance member satisfaction. It will debut on July 1st. This innovative new program will allow Rotary members to connect with nearly 700 businesses and service providers from around the world, and that number is growing, said Ravi. These establishments will offer Rotarians discounts and concessions on the everyday business that they do. And in many cases, not only will Rotarians benefit, but the Rotary Foundation will as well by receiving a contribution with each transaction. The program will include discounts on car rentals, hotels, dining, and entertainment. Discounts on more products and services from companies worldwide are expected to be added throughout the year. It will be another way to benefit from being a Rotarian and being part of the Rotary Network, said Ravi, whose presidential theme for 2015-16 is Be a Gift to the World. I urge all of you to become a part of that scheme. RI outgoing president Gary Hong joined Ravi on stage to exchange club banners, a convention tradition that unofficially marks the changing of the guard. The outgoing president told convention-goers it was an honor to serve them as Rotary president. But what I value most as your president are the conversations with Rotarians that, taken together, tell the story of Rotary, he said. Some of the stories make me laugh. Others, which may sound simple and ordinary, deeply move me. He talked about the projects he visited all over the world during his term and how much they inspired him. Each time I witnessed projects, I always wondered, how many lives could we change for the better by bringing more people into Rotary? We know great things don't happen by themselves. We have to constantly challenge ourselves and others and push the boundaries. Sometimes all it takes is to ask someone to join Rotary. Rotary has shaped and changed my life, he added. I want to use my story to urge Rotarians to continue to welcome promising young people in your communities and to take care of those who need a little push from us. Someday, those we have helped might become a future president of Rotary International or a successful business person, a mayor, or the president of a country. Within Rotary, anything is possible. Thanks for being with us this morning on Pathways to Service here on WDEL Radio. We are proud to broadcast this weekly program that focuses on the efforts of Rotary and other service organizations. We thank today's guests. First, Rotarian Rich Kolodzny, a member of the Caesar Rodney Delaware Rotary Club and Board Chair of Catholic Charities, and Rochelle Weibel, Executive Director of Catholic Charities in Wilmington. They talked with us about the current campaign for the St. Rocco Fund. We also thank our behind-the-scenes experts, Ron Nordheimer, a charter and past member of the Brandywine 100 Rotary Club, as well as WDEL's Jim Edwards for their technical and editorial expertise. Join us next Sunday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. on WDEL Radio for the next edition of Pathways to Service. If you can't hear Pathways to Service live on Sunday, listen to it at your convenience on the Internet. Previous programs are archived at the Rotary7630.org website. Sign on to the Internet, go to our Rotary District website at www.rotary7630.org, and at the welcome page, click on Pathways to Service, then click on the radio tower, and the show will be broadcast through the computer. Please remember to email us any comments or suggestions at pathways@rotary7630.org. We would love to hear from you. This is Rotary Past District Governor Carol Ann Weisenfeld. Good morning from Pathways to Service.